This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
If space is truly the final frontier, then our tiny, intrepid crew on the Oz 9 are truly frontier's ears. Already, death has walked the white corridors of this ship. As the crew labor not particularly feverishly to understand what went wrong and save the passengers who remain, they know they are in a desperate fight against time. Soon it will be noon, and someone needs to make lunch. Captain Madeline's crew of Leet HackSexX, a ripped but otherwise almost entirely useless IT guy, Joe, the quietly creepy janitor who tirelessly mops empty corridors no one has dirtied, and Colin, the now self-appointed marketing director but actually rich guy trying to avoid being murdered, are truly on their own. Less than half an hour after takeoff, the tanning apparatus on the Oz 9 failed, melting over 800 passengers as they slept. Well, we hope they were sleeping. Sadly, as Oz 9 hadn't yet made it out of Earth's orbit when the ship spaced the semi-liquid remains, the human goo hit the Oz 642 like a wet slap. In a frantic search by that ship's crew for windshield wipers that didn't, of course, exist, they hit some rather important buttons and slammed into the trailing Oz 1909, wiping out both ships. This was met with cheers at Gated Galaxies, the company behind the launch, and the reclamation of any property forfeited by a passenger who, quote, voluntarily or involuntarily ceases to exist, unquote, according to the contract.
Aliv?
Yes, Leet?
How does food appear on the ship? Is there like a robot chef or some sort of machine or something?
Well, great question. Really, really very astute and all that.
So there's a machine?
No. Hang on. Quick check of the old memory banks here. Okay. Finding a reference to food, read the preparation of. Oh, well that's odd. Apparently I have to ask you some questions first.
Okay, shoot.
Do you prefer salty, sweet, sour, or savory foods?
Salty makes you retain water. So let's say savory. Is that like a meat? I like meat.
Oh gosh, you're lovely. Oh, right. Question number two. Do you have a girlfriend?
Do I have a girlfriend? What difference does that make?
I don't write the questions, Leet. I just follow the protocols that say I have to ask them. I'll put that as a no then. Question three. What is your position on digital analog relations?
Is that about food?
We'll just call that open then, shall we?
Late.
Jesus! Do you just appear out of the air, or like a ghost or something?
I was looking for Colin. Last I saw him, he was rummaging around in the memory banks, trying to find a better fourth birthday or something.
Memory banks? He's not supposed to be in there. I have to stop him.
Well, off you go then.
Where's the memory room?
Oh, you'll find it. Out there, first white corridor, turn left, straight on, and follow the signs.
Thanks, Joe. Passenger lives are depending on me.
Olive?
Jesus! Oh, you scared me.
Yeah, that's funny.
It wasn't very nice of you to send him out to get lost. He hasn't even had his lunch yet.
He'll find his way eventually.
He could starve out there. He's quite sick, you know. And very, very pretty.
You know, I was in one of those storage rooms and there was some dark pods.
Oh, which storage room was that?
The big white one with all the white pods, three turns down in the middle of the white, unnamed, unmarked white corridor. That one.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible, isn't it? I feel like I should care more than I do.
I hear you. But I'm just a bad person. Anyway, starting to look like a redneck smile in there, and if the other storage rooms look the same, we're maybe 5% down and only, what, an hour and 45 minutes from our launch? That doesn't bode well, does it?
I suppose not. But I feel oddly okay about it.
Computer, you here? Where's Joe?
Yep.
Jesus! You!
Are having lunch.
What did you do?
Microwaved a hockey puck, apparently. One half.
I followed you in there. I saw all those black pots. What did you do?
Colin, just sit your warty ass down and have a half a charcoal briquette. I found them that way, same as you.
The Epsets! The Rickler Randolphs! The Cummings! The Marquettes! Prince Horace! Grace! Hugo! Terry, Gogo, Jax, Wiggy, Thunderclot, Twinkle Twat, even Spotty Bosch, all gone. Every single one gone dark and smelly and crumbly and wet. What is going on?
Are we betting on horse races?
No, my some posh Schwartz.
You know a lot of their names.
I read the tabloids. Who's killing all our passengers?
It's all right. It's only about 5% so far.
5%?! That's supposed to be comforting, is it? Where's the IT guy? Can't he do anything?
He's in the compost bin.
Huh?
He was lost and hungry, so I led him to the compost. There's not much there yet, but I sent him a pineapple. I'll bring him in.
No. Leave him there. Could he be doing this?
He's pretty much an idiot.
He's pretty. You could have stopped there.
Look, I'm very pleased Captain McChest pushes all the right buttons for you, computer. But does a homicidal heart beat beneath all that man brawn? He said he could kill us all.
Yeah, by backing into the airlock button, maybe. I don't think he's one we have to worry about.
Then who?
Check out the expiration date on that hockey putt I just gnawed on.
What? Why?
Just look.
This expired half a century ago. Well, that explains the sweaty fish smell.
Yeah, no, that's me, sorry. Haven't had a clean-up since flushing the D&G wing earlier. Look, I need to do some proper poking around, but I reckon we'll find more than a few cut corners. Gated Galaxies did a lot of things on the cheap. What's happening might be...
Case in point.
That was me, actually.
What? What are you doing? Ow! Hey! Stop that!
I don't really want to be doing it, but I don't really want to stop doing it either. So I'll probably keep on.
Olivia?
I think you want to stop talking about G2 being the problem. I think that's what I need to hear.
Right. Okay. We're stopping. I think we need to get Mr. Chesticle and talk about this.
And where might you do that? I'm everywhere, you know.
You know, Leet usually does his exercise stuff now. Lifting, shifting things, shirtless.
Usually? It's our first day on the ship. How do you know what usually looks like?
Perhaps you should go tell him. He's looking a bit soft and flabby. I bet that'll get him in no time.
I don't want my crew getting soft.
Olivia? Olivia? Right, we're good.
How do you know? Maybe she's just not answering.
Nah, it's how these Oz AIs are programmed. They can't lie.
Oh, yes, right. Can't lie.
Stepping on board the Oz-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Though the ship isn't meant to be piloted by humans, well, certainly not these humans, there was a sort of ship's bridge, as the designer was a big fan of the old Star Trek show back in the 2000s. Madeline goes there from time to time to pretend to be a real captain, barking out orders at her crack crew as she fantasized about doing when she was a little girl, before her brush with the law derailed her plans. The design is much the same as the old TV show, with the captain's seat basically a very big chair with oversized armrests in the center of the room. Most of the instruments and furniture around her are still covered in plastic, and the manuals have all been removed by Gated Galaxies. But Madeline isn't seeing that. She sits in the captain's command chair, idly daydreaming of a future she'll never have.
First officer, ahead Mach 1. Raise shields and set a course for Daenerys. I'll sit here on my big chair.
Clearly, Madeline never even got close.
Oz 9!
What the hell is that? Olivia?
Oz 9! What the hell do you think you're doing? You can't dump human marines out your airlock while still in Earth's orbit. It's in direct contraindication of galactic rules as established by the Aeronautical Normative Unified System. Plus, we can't find the button for the goddamn windshield wipers.
Who's there? Shit, where the hell are the comms? What the hell are these things? Ooh, bubble wrap.
Visibility is greatly compromised and totally gross. We can see you ahead, Oz-9! You need to change course immediately or we will collide!
Oz-9? Did she say Oz-9? Shit! Where are the goddamn comms? Olivia! Wait, what's this? Hello? Do you read? This is the Oz-9!
Oz-9, goddammit! You need to move your lumbering, stalled-out ass or we're going to broadside your freaking ship!
Do what? Are we gonna what? Goddammit, Olivia, where the hell are you?
Move!
Olivia!
Ooh. Gosh, they're coming up awfully quick.
Wow, this is sweet. Look at all the blinking stuff.
Oh, thank God. Leet, I need you to fix the comms. Another ship is trying to contact us. Some sort of emergency? I can't understand what she's saying.
Impact estimated in 48 seconds. Jesus Christ, Oz-9, do something!
What is she saying? Is that like French or something?
Oz, whatever. Can you read me? We can't make out what you're saying. Leet, fix this! Come on! Olivia, we need comms!
So what are comms exactly? Like communities, communes, like that?
You are not serious.
Combination lock?
Communications! Olivia, is there another ship nearby?
If by nearby you mean about to hit us, well, yeah. Oz-6748 is, well, if you look out the window, you can see them.
What's that crusty shit all over their windshield?
That's pods 1900 to 2757, unless I'm very much mistaken. Oops. Should have checked the rear view, I guess.
Olivia, take evasive action!
They're not firing on this melon, they're just about to hit. Oh, right. Swerving, hang on to your pants.
It smells like burning tire rubber in here.
Oh, that's me. I've got sounds and scents for every occasion. That seemed appropriate, what do you think?
Cool.
Are we safe?
Well, no, not really. But Oz 6748 isn't going to hit us anymore.
What the?
Jesus! What the hell did you...
I ran in here with you.
There is something so odd about you.
Yeah, well, ditto. So what the hell happened? We felt the ship dive.
There was another ship right there. They were like so close you could see them wetting their pants. Dude, Captain was hot. Doesn't speak English, though.
Doesn't speak... Fucking hell, Oz9. You took your sweet time getting out of our way. Who's the dude without a shirt? He's hot. This is just...
Oh, dear. It appears we lost them.
Is that, like, German? Or, ooh, I know, Hindi.
Can you get them back?
Yeah, come on, Olivia. Pretty please.
Maybe the same thing is happening on their ship. The pod's dying. They might have some ideas.
Yeah, the hot chick might have thoughts, even if we can't understand them. Come on, Ollie.
Pods are failing, passengers are dying, and the AI of the Oz9 seems far more concerned with her IT guy's heaving chest than the continuing extermination of the ship's resting guests. As the Oz9 heads deeper into space, are they also heading deeper into trouble? Find out next time. You've been listening to Bonnie Brantley as Jesse, Richard Cowan as Leet, Eric Perry as Joe, Tim Sherburn as Colin, and me, Richard Nadolny, as the narrator. Oz9 is written by Shannon Perry, who also plays Olivia and Madeline. Our theme song and other music is composed and performed by John Faley.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter anthology, and I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show.
Scratch another one!
How many are still on our six?
You want me to stop shooting and count? I'm out! Reload!
We adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Bloch into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get them out of here! That's it! You're banned for life! What's with you Braxians and lasers? Seriously!
Told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
We delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel, boys.
James, sir, please, there is no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert, I know you are in there somewhere. If you are, we are...
Made it through the barrier!
It's gonna hold me!
It's dragging him out!
Damn! Beast! If I could just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts, so sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter anthology today.